5, 4, 3, 2, 1, in.
Start your computations for time warp.
All right, let's start the show.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Yay!
You're about to time travel.
A little time travel show, yeah.
You got Chris Earl with time travel, 5 to 7.
Time travel will take over the controls and titillate your ears.
Hello, I'm Clint Eastwood.
Yo, this is Ice-T.
I'm Paul Newman.
This is Alec Baldwin.
I'm Morgan Freeman.
Hey, everybody, it's Barack.
Sunday, November 13th, 1955, 7:01 a.m. Last night's time travel experiment was apparently a complete success.
Hello, time travelers. It's Chris Earl here with you until 8 p.m.
Tweedly, tweedly, tweedly dee. I'm as happy as can be. Jiminy Crickets, Jiminy Jack, you make my heart go clickety clack.
My real name is Mister.
take it slow. Well, not y'all can call me Beetle, but my real name is Dirt. Speedo, he don't never take it slow. Well, not a y'all can call me Speedo, but my real name is Mister.
There we go. There's Speedo. His real name's Mr. Earl. Just like me. It's the Chris Earl Show with Chris Earl. Little harem dance in the background. We're going to stay in the 1950s. Just going to say something else, like sex, maybe. We're going to sex it up. Yeah. It's going to do time travel today. We haven't done a little time travel in a while. Especially the 50s. I haven't done the 50s in a while. And the 50s got some great tunes. And you don't hear it that much anymore. I mean, Sirius doesn't even have a 50s channel anymore. They just got rid of it. It used to be like 50s on 5, wasn't it? Or 5 on the 50s? Or 50-ish or whatever it was. I don't know. I'm getting up in the double digits now. But the 50s was over 70 years ago now, right? It's 2026. So, geez, 1956 was 70 years ago. 75 years ago is 1951. So there's plenty of songs in here between the ages of 1950 to 1959. Maybe one or two from 1960. I don't think so, but I pretty much have everything from the 50s today. And they're all pretty short. They're all about 2 to 3 minutes long. So should get you some good tunes in here today for the next couple of hours. Flying solo today. I've had a lot of guests lately. And I just decided, you know what? I think I'm going to fly solo today. I didn't schedule it with a guest today, so I can do some DJing and talk a little bit about the 50s and about my week like I normally do. Chris Earl Show here till 8 p.m. I'm normally on every Friday night from 6 to 8 p.m. It's been called Time Travel before. It's been called Watch This. It's been called the Friday Night Fights. But now it's just the Chris Earl Show, and I make up a theme every Friday. So 1 week it'll be movies with Watch This. Another week it'll be time travel. And so on and so forth. We'll get the Friday Night Fights back on in a couple more weeks when we get a few people in here, when I get some guests in here. It's more fun to have a few more people in studio when I'm doing the Friday Night Fights. But I am on the DJ chat. If you do want to go on there, maybe we got a 50s song. I will take requests today. 1950s tunes, if you want to hear a 50s song. I got plenty lined up. But I will take a request or two. Still fighting a little bronchial cough or something here. I had like a bronchial flu a few months ago and still having a little trouble there, so I apologize every now and then. Been having a lozenge or two, but I might have to shut off the mic a little bit when I'm chatting. You get a little phlegm, you know? Get a little phlegm built up. But I got the Mucinex going, I got the chest congestion, like remover, whatever it's called, you know? I remember seeing, like, this SNL thing once with people that, like, smoke cigarettes, and they stuck, like, a thing down their throat in order to get all the yuck out. It's like the dark ages still, you know? It's like, why can't anybody just walk in and get, you know, a little albuterol or something, you know? Shouldn't have to go in for a $500 urgent care visit to get, like, a little puff, you know? Little puff thing, just to have a little puff, you know? Don't smoke, everybody. That's my PSA for you this hour. Don't smoke. It's horrible for you. You know, might make you feel good temporarily, but you know what? You get to live long enough. Kind of sucks. So, yeah. I know a few people that got the COPD and some other things going on. Anyway, it's the 1950s. People smoked all the time. They loved it. They loved drinking. They loved smoking. And there's a reflection in all the music. I like that. That was the Harem Dance, this little American jazz sextet here on the show. You can get that on Time Life's Your Hit Parade, 1958, I think. Anyway, Speedo, the Cadillacs before that. Tweedledee started us off. Georgia Gibbs. And I'm going to let you hear some Patsy Cline next, and then the Platters and some Roger Miller, and then I'll come back to yak it up some more. Here's one of my favorites from Patsy Cline. It's Come On In and Make Yourself at Home. That's what I like to do here at Time Travel with Chris Earle. Come on in and make yourself at home. Stick with me until 8 p.m. and enjoy yourself. That's the thing. You can do that. Otherwise, you can leave. Do whatever the hell you want. Everybody's going to do what they want anyway. Who cares?
Come on in and sit right down and make yourself at home. If I had one wish I could go back to my old neighborhood where the good folks, they all love you as their own. Then I'd go over to my neighbor's house, knock on the door and they'd all sing out, come on in and sit right down and make yourself at home. Sing their praises long and loud, cause they're all my folks, and I'm mighty proud of the little old town back home where I was born. I wish that I could hear them say in the good old-fashioned friendly way, come on in and sit right down and make yourself at home. They all know they're doing right, and the good Lord's bound to have them for his own. If I go back to hear them pray in the little pine church, they all would say, come on in and sit right down and make yourself at home. When I was a child of only three, I said my prayers at my mother's knee, and I knew right then from God I'd never roam. Summons on the judgment day, I hope I can hear my Savior say, come on in and sit right down and make yourself at home. Now come on in and sit right down and make yourself at home.
Isn't that nice? Isn't that nice?
Dear Marty, if my calculations are correct, you will receive this letter immediately after you saw the DeLorean struck by lightning. First, let me assure you that I am alive and well. I've been living happily these past 8 months in the year 1885. The lightning bolt that hit the DeLorean caused a gigawatt overload, which scrambled the time circuits, activated the flux capacitor, and sent me back to 1885. The overload shorted out the time circuits and destroyed the flying circuits. Unfortunately, the car will never fly again. It actually flew.
Yeah, we had a hover conversion done in the early 21st century.
Incredible.
Shades of night are falling, it's twilight time. Out of the mist your voice is calling, 'tis twilight time. When purple colored curtains mark the end of day, I'll hear you, my dear, at twilight time. Deepening shadows gather splendor as day is done. Fingers of night will soon surrender the setting sun. I count the moments, darling, till you're here with me. Together, at last, at twilight light. Here, in the afterglow of day, we keep our rendezvous. In the sweet and same old way, I fall in love again as I did then. Deep in the dark, your kiss will thrill me like days of old, lighting the spark of
love that fills me with dreams untold. Each day I pray for evening just to be with you. Together, at last, at twilight time. In the afterglow of day, we keep our rendezvous beneath the blue. In the sweet and simple way, I fall in love again. In the dark, your kiss will thrill me like days of old, lighting the spark of love that fills me with dreams untold. Each day I pray for evening just to be with you. Together, at last, at twilight time. Together, at last, at twilight time.
Well, here I sit high getting ideas. Ain't nothing but a fool to live like this. Out all night and running wild. A woman sitting home with a month old child. Dang me. Dang me, they ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? One more time. Just sitting around drinking with the rest of the guys. Six rounds bought and I bought five. And I spent the groceries and half the rent. Like $14.27. Well, dang me, dang me, they ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? One more time. Roses are red and violets are purple. Sugar's sweet and so is maple syrup. I'm the seventh out of seven sons. Pappy's a pistol, I'm a son of a gun. Well, dang me, dang me, they ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me?
As Roger Miller, he was great. I always liked Roger Miller. He had that little honky-tonk thing going, right? Country, novelty, little comedy thrown in there. Died at the age of 56, lung cancer, 1992. Smoked a lot. When they asked him, how do you write songs? He said, I take little bits of paper and I write down little pieces on it. And then afterwards, I smoke the paper. So that's a heavy smoker right there. That guy loves smoking. Yep. And yeah, they found a malignant tumor between his vocal cords and the rest of him. And, and he died. So anyway, don't smoke, everybody. That's my second PSA for you for today. You could be Roger Miller, you know, live past the age of 56. You know, I'm getting up there. I'm getting near 56 now, you know, a couple years. Roger Miller had 8 kids. That's 8 more than me, as far as I know. Unless somebody, like, tosses a kid at me one day. I don't think they will, though. You know, you have to have sex to do that. So I don't think so. I'm not sure. Anyway, it's 6:19 in the evening. If you're still at work, leave. What are you waiting for? I'm sure you have other things to do tonight. Maybe you're doing something like going to the movies. Maybe something like that. I saw Weapons this week. I loved it. What a great movie. I got to go see that Barbarian, which is what the director did. I thought Weapons was great. I mean, there was really a bunch of crap this year, I thought. But, you know, the girl winning... Amy, what's her name there that's been around forever? Madigan? Is it Madigan? Anyway, movie was Weapons, and she won for being the crazy witch lady. Spoiler alert, she's a witch, and she takes over the kids and turns them into weapons. It's pretty cool. Josh Brolin's good in it. But is that what it was called? It was called Weapons, right? I'm trying to watch it. I'm trying to put it in the Wikipedia, and there's nothing on it. Anyway, it's a movie. There's some, yeah, there it is. Zach Cregg is the guy's name. Excuse me one minute. Yeah, there's my little cough again. Zach Cregg, Weapons. But, yeah, so the old Han Solo, well, the new Han Solo, he was in that. He played a cop in it. He's kind of, he's pretty good in it. Benedict Wong, good old Benedict Wong is in it. Amy Madigan, that's who I was thinking of. She won a, I think she won an Academy Award for that performance, being Aunt Gladys. Anyway, it's pretty good. And I watched that DTF St. Louis, which was okay. I thought it was really good in the beginning, and then I'm like, all right, yeah, it's HBO. I get it. I get it. We're watching HBO, a little TNA. Well, not so much TNA, but P&B nowadays. A little P&B. Figure it out. All right? Figure it out. You see a lot of P&B nowadays on the Game of Thrones and the, you know, anything pretty much. HBO should just be called, you know what? Make sure that, you know, you're not watching with the kids because it's dirty. HBO's dirty. My cable bill is like $209 now. I got like cable, I got like HBO, internet, and like two other channels. Like, what is going on? Then I see somebody with like the little Roku, like USB that they plugged in from like 20 years ago, and they got like 200 channels of like trains. I'm like, that's pretty cool. I'd rather just watch trains, you know? My brother, I was over his house a couple of years ago, July 4th, stayed over, and was watching trains all night. It was actually pretty good. Anyway, it's the 1950s, or it's supposed to be the 1950s. It's time travel here on the Chris Earle Show today. I'm going to do all 1950s. If you want, you can request something. I'm on the DJ chat. You can call me. It's 855-915-9636. You have plenty of options. There's any a-hole out there can be doing a radio show, but you're listening to me, which is appreciated. I've been doing this for almost 20 years now. If you want to hear some tunes, get a good laugh in, that's why you're here. That's why I'm assuming you're here. If you just kind of show up and you're like, oh, what's this on the radio? And then you're like writing a pointed letter because I talked about Amy Madigan and Weapons being a witch. That's on you. That's all you. Nothing to do with me. Anyway, let's see. What do we got coming up next? Oh, I got a couple of funny ones. I've got The Thing by Phil Harris. This is a fun one. And Tom Lehrer coming up with Poisoning Pigeons in the Park. Back in the 50s, that was just a fun thing to do. Nowadays, probably lose a show over it. But I'm going to play it anyway. Here you go in my Dr. Demento promo. So if anything, you may not like it. But you know what? Dr. Demento likes me. So screw you.
Massachusetts.
Here he is.
Freeform. This is Dr. Demento, and you are listening to Chris Hurl on WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts. Tufts, Freeform Radio. Don't forget to stay demented.
I was walking down the beach one bright and sunny day. I saw a great big wooden box a-floating in the bay. I pulled it in and opened it up, and much to my surprise, ooh, I discovered a right before my eyes. Ooh, I discovered a right before my eyes. I picked it up and ran to town as happy as a king. I took it to a guy I knew who'd buy most anything. But this is what he hollered at me as I walked in his shop. Ooh, get out of here with that before I call a cop. Ooh, get out of here with that before I call a cop. I turned around and got right out of running for my life. And then I took it home with me to give it to my wife. But this is what she hollered at me as I walked in the door. Oh, get out of here with that. And don't come back no more. Oh, get out of here with that. And don't come back no more. I wandered all around the town until I chanced to meet a hobo who was looking for a handout on the street. He said he'd take most any old thing, he was a desperate man. But when I showed him the, he turned around and ran. Oh, when I showed him the, he turned around and ran. I wandered on for many years, a victim of my fate, until one day I came upon St. Peter at the gate. And when I tried to take it inside, he told me where to go. Get out of here with that, and take it down below. Oh, get out of here with that, and take it down below. The moral of the story is, if you're out on the beach and you should see a great big box and it's within your reach, don't ever stop and open it up. That's my advice to you, 'cause you'll never get rid of the, no matter what you do. Oh, you'll never get rid of the, no matter what you do.
Is here, a suppering is here. Life is Skittles and life is beer. I think the loveliest time of the year is the spring. I do, don't you? Of course you do. But there's one thing that makes spring complete for me and makes every Sunday a treat for me. All the world seems in tune on a spring afternoon when we're poisoning pigeons in the park. Every Sunday you'll see my sweetheart and me as we poison the pigeons in the park. When they see us coming, the birdies all try and hide, but they still go for peanuts when coated with cyanide. The sun's shining bright, everything seems all right when we're poisoning pigeons in the park. La 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 do dee dee doo doo doo. We've gained notoriety and caused much anxiety in the Audubon Society with our games. They call it impiety and lack of propriety and quite a variety of unpleasant names. But it's not against any religion to want to dispose of a pigeon. So if Sunday you're free, why don't you come with me and we'll poison the pigeons in the park. And maybe we'll do in a squirrel or two while we're poisoning pigeons in the park. We'll murder them all amid laughter and merriment, except for the few we take home to experiment. My pulse will be quickening with each drop of strychnine we feed to a pigeon. It just takes a smidgen to poison a pigeon in the park.
There we go. All right. That's a nice little ditty. Tom Lehrer, he's a great guy. He's dead, but he was a great guy. And he gave all of his music and all of his lyrics went to the public. Went to the public. He put it in public domain. That was his dying wishes. He was 94, I think, Tom Lehrer. I think he was 94, and he just died. He was in Cambridge. He was a Cambridge guy. And it's funny, my friend actually used to mail his records. He had, like, when he was in Cambridge, my buddy Lou, who I used to do a show, a comedy show years ago, and Lou, the owner of the bar, told me about packaging Tom Lehrer's records and sending them out. And I think he said they were like $3 a piece or something, and then Harvard started, like, selling them. So, like, he was in competition with like, the school. Like, he was trying to sell it himself because nobody would carry it. And then all of a sudden the school's like, oh, it's selling? We'll try to sell it. That's what happens all the time. You know, as soon as you hear about a good thing, somebody tries to copy it, you know? Anyway, Tom Lehrer here on the Chris Earl Show with Chris Earl. Doing all 50s. We should probably talk about the 50s. I mean, there's a lot of things that happen now that are pretty much similar to the 50s, too. You know? Nobody would ever agree to that. But, yeah, Tom Lehrer died 97. He died last July. I knew it was relatively timely. I don't know. I'm searching for words. It's Friday. It's after work. My brain turns off, you know, as soon as I'm done with work for the day. And this is kind of work, but it's fun work. You know what I mean? It's like, it's fun. It's funny, my neighbor's just like, hey, have a good show. Or, you know, Or he didn't say have a good show. He said enjoy the show. I'm like, I don't think I enjoy it. I'm just kind of doing it now. It's still work. I come in, I'm like, eh, you know, let's see how many listeners I got. Let's have a look-see. How are we doing? How are we doing out here? DJ chat, anybody on there? Looks like maybe a couple of people are lurking in there. If you want to say hello, you can. 855-915-WMFO. If you want to make a request, you can do so on that phone or in the DJ chat. Or if you actually have my number, you may text it to me and I will play it for you. I'm here until 8 p.m. and my name is Chris Earl. And why not do a little more Tom Lehrer, and we'll really push people's buttons here. We'll see if anybody else likes this version of Poisoning Pigeons in the Park, because you really need a full orchestra to really enjoy it. Here we go.
Spring is here, a suffering is here. Life is Skittles and life is beer. I think the loveliest time of the year is the spring. I do, don't you? Of course you do. But there's one thing that makes spring complete for me and makes every Sunday a treat for me. All the world seems in tune on a spring afternoon when we're poisoning pigeons in the park. Every Sunday you'll see my sweetheart and me as we poison the pigeons in the park. When they see us coming, the birdies all try and hide, but they still go for peanuts when coated with cyanide. The sun's shining bright, everything seems all right when we're poisoning pigeons in the park. We've gained notoriety and caused much anxiety in the Audubon Society with our games. They call it impiety and lack of propriety and quite a variety of unpleasant names. But it's not against any religion to want to dispose of a pigeon. So if Sunday you're free, why don't you come with me and we'll poison the pigeons in the park. And maybe we'll do in a squirrel or two while we're poisoning pigeons in the park. We'll murder them all amid laughter and merriment, except for the few we take home to experiment. My pulse will be quickening with each drop of strychnine we feed to a pigeon. It just takes a smidgen to poison a pigeon in the park.
There we go. That's fun. Little Tom Lehrer here on the Chris Earl Show with Chris Earl. It's 8 o'clock. No, it's not. It's 6:33. Who am I kidding? It's funny, like nowadays, if you're confident enough, you could be like, it's 8:33. You know, everybody's angry all the time, you know? I was thinking, like, all those pizza reviews, like Portnoy, all those dips, you know? You should just have an angry pizza review where they just, like, start wrestling. I want hamburger toppings, hamburger. I like it burnt. I think it burned. Ugh, the sauce is too bad. Aren't you sick of everything like me? I'm sick of most things. Like most things. If you live long enough, trust me. If you're younger and you're like, oh, this guy's awful. No. What's going to happen is you're going to get there. There's a point in everybody's life where you're going to get there. Everything is going to be awful to you for a little while. But you learn to deal with it. And you're like, okay, I'm going to surround myself with good things. Because there's plenty of bad out there. Plenty of bad. And what I'm saying is all those pizza review shows are pretty bad. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, it's 6:34 in the evening. It's 2026 in the world in April. Boy, this April's flying by. Did you do your taxes? I hope so. Well, if I don't like you, I hope you didn't. I hope you get audited. Everybody was saying you get like $3,500 back. I'm like, who's getting $3,500 back? I'm like, you're definitely cheating on your taxes, or you've got like 17 kids. Like, I'm not getting dirty. I've never gotten $3,500 back. I did them, you know? I got it done quick. And everybody's like, my father's still working like on his taxes from 4 years ago. I'm like, what are you doing, Dad? Just turn it in. He's like, paying the fines. He's like, just pay the fines. I'm like, okay, whatever. If that's the way you like to live, I just want to be done with it. You know, I just want to be done with it. That's the way I like to do things now. Just be done with it. It's like, we don't have to open up new can of worms. Let's just finish. Like, what do you need? 6:30. Let's make it easy. Come on. Let's make it easy. think I might play some more Tom Lehrer a little later, but I should really play some more 50 stuff. Let's play a little Andy Williams. I Like Your Kind of Love. Do you? Well, he does. That's the name of this one. I Like Your Kind of Love. And then we're going to do Willie and the Hand Jive. And it's not what you think. It's Willie and the Hand Jive by Johnny Otis. Get your minds out of the gutter, pigs. Pigs. 1950s, time travel. Here you go until 8 p.m. I'm sorry I called you pigs.
You've got a real attitude problem, McFly. You're a slacker. You remind me of your father when he went here. He was a slacker, too.
Honey, babe.
Sexy. That's a lot of fun. That's good, baby. That's good. Wouldn't you like some girl to be like that with you? I would. It's like, I like your kind of that's good, baby. And like, everybody's getting along. Everybody's having a good time. That's what it's like in the 50s. Things were a little simpler. People knew where they were, you know? When you're with somebody, you were like, you weren't just like, oh, he didn't buy me a steak. Oh, I got my nails done for this jackass. No, it's just like, yeah. Roy down at the corner, you know, wanted to go out with Betty. And he's like, hey, can I take you out? He'd like call the parents up and they'd plan it, you know, usually over the phone. And, you know, they'd go out like 4 or 5 days later and they'd go to maybe a ball game or, you know, movies, a bowl, meet their other friends. And it was fun. You know, there was none of this. Oh, what can he do for me lately? You know, none of that. It was just like, hey, let's go to the ball game. Maybe I'll hold your hand at the end. It was nice. And then she's like, hey, that's good, baby. That's good. Anyway, Willie and the Hand Jive is going to be next. And it's not what you think. It's Johnny Otis. It's a great song. George Thorogood covered it later. But we're in the 50s. We're going to stay in the 50s. 1958. And then I got one called Steam Heat by Patti Page. I'm going to play that after. Or should I play it before? It'll be a surprise. How's that sound? Well, it's not going to be a surprise. I'm going to play it within a couple of minutes. Johnny Otis and then Patti Page. That's the plan. So here we go.
Got a cool little
chick named Rockin' Billy. He can walk and stroll in Susie Q and do that crazy hand jive too. Papa told Willie, you'll ruin my home. You and that hand jive has got to go. Willie said, Papa, don't put me down. They're doing that hand jive all over town. Joe, he's doing a hand jive with Sister Flo. Grandma gave baby sister a dime, said do that hand jive one more time. Doctor and a lawyer and an Indian chief, now they all dig that crazy beat. Way out Willie gave them all a treat when he did that hand jive with his feet. Hand jive, hand jive, hand jive, doing that crazy hand jive. Hey, hey. Ah, Willie and Millie got married last fall. They had a little Willie Jr. and that ain't all. Well, the baby got famous in his crib, you see, doing the hand jive on TV. Hand jive, hand jive, hand jive, doing that crazy hand jive. Hey, hey, hey.
Reach number 9 on the Billboard charts and number 1 on the R&B charts in 1958. That is Johnny Otis. His band was called The Johnny Otis Show with Willie and the Hand Jive. That was his, arguably, his biggest hit. Actually, it was his biggest hit. He also had one that was a U.S. R&B number one called Double Crossin' Blues. And he went by Johnny Otis Quintet. And he also had the Johnny Otis Orchestra. And he also had Johnny Otis Orchestra with Mel Walker. And he also had Little Esther with Mel Walker and the Johnny Otis Orchestra. And he also, it's just like the Chris Earl Show. There was Time Travel with Chris Earl. There's Watch This. There's a bunch of Story Time with Chris Earl. There's so many. He was the godfather of rhythm and blues. That's what he was, yeah. Godfather, can you believe? He was Greek. He was this Greek guy born in the 20s. And he was very active throughout the 40s up until the 2000s. He died in 2012, a few days before Etta James died, who he actually discovered. And, yeah, 3 days before Etta James died, he had discovered her in the early 50s. He also discovered Little Esther Phillips, Johnny Ace, Jackie Wilson, Little Willie John, Hank Ballard, The Robin, Sugar Pie DeSanto. It sounds like all these people that my brother Russ hangs out with. Hey, I used to hang out with Sugar Pie DeSanto, and we'd play River Raid all night and eat egg rolls. I'm like, okay. Big Mama Thornton. Yeah, I used to know Big Mama. And she used to come down, and she'd pick up my groceries, you know, and I'd give her a couple of bucks. Anyway, Johnny Otis. Good stuff. I love it. I love it. 6:44 in the evening. Let's get on to... This one almost didn't make it on, but last minute I was listening to some tunes. I'm like, wow, I like this one. Steam Heat, Patti Page from Your Hit Parade. Here we go. Steam Heat, Patti Page, all 1950s today. What were you doing in the 1950s? Anybody? Was anybody alive that's listening to the show in the 1950s? Probably not, but, you know, I'm throwing it out on a limb there. There could be somebody. You know, they'd be, let's see, if they were born in 1950, they would be 76. You know, there could be some people that are in their 80s listening. They're like, yeah, I was running around and, you know, running around in circles in my diapers. But I was alive in the 50s. And who knows?
or maybe you were born in, you know, 50 and you were 9 in 59, or maybe you were born in 59. Maybe it doesn't matter. Who cares? Here's Patti Page.
I got steam heat. I got steam heat. I got steam heat. But I need your love to keep away the cold. I got steam heat. I got steam heat. I got steam heat. But I can't get warm without your hand to hold. The radiator's hissing, still I need your kissing to keep me from freezing each night. I got a hot water bottle, but nothing I got'll take the place of you holding me tight. I got steam heat. I got steam heat. I got steam heat, but I need your love to keep away the cold. They told me to shovel more coal in the boiler. They told me to shovel more coal in the boiler. They told me to shovel more coal in the boiler, but that don't do no good. They told me to pour some more oil in the burner. They told me to pour some more oil in the burner. They told me to pour some more oil in the burner, but that don't do no good. The radiator's hissing, still I need your kissing to keep me from freezing each night. I got a hot water bottle, but nothing I got'll take the place of you holding me tight. I got steam heat. I got steam heat. I got steam heat, but I need your love to keep away the cold. I need your love to keep away the cold. I need your love to keep away the cold.
Psst. She needs your love to keep away the cold. Yep, she was a looker, that Patti Page. Fairly attractive woman, yeah. And she died 2012? That's what it says here. So I'm going to go with it. No, 2013. She died on, New Year's Day. What a bummer. What a way to go. It's like, Happy New Year. Oh, sorry, Patti. She died on New Year's Day 2013 at the Seacrest Village Retirement Community in California. Oh, that's a good one. At the age of 85, she'd been suffering from heart and lung disease. And then she was buried. Yeah. Did you guys hear about this? There was a fire, there was a local fire. It was very sad. But at the funeral, they found out that the cremation fee was waived, which was good. Anyway, Patti Page on the show, 1950s. We're going to keep moving along. And we're going to do a little yakety yak. I'm yakking a little bit. Let's do a little yakety yak by the Coasters, and then we'll get some Little Richard in there, and then some Hank Williams, and then I'll be back to yak it up a little more for you. I will take requests if you want to call in and make a request, 855-915-WMFO. You can chat it to me, or you can just read my mind and decide, play this next, Chris. Invade my mind, because that's what's going to happen pretty soon. We know that. It's all coming. The Revelation. What's that Spielberg movie that's coming out? It's like The Revelation, or the name, the day that it's basically Close Encounters 2 is what he's making. Whatever it is. I think Spielberg is making it. I don't know. Did I read that in a dream? I have no idea. I don't know anymore, man. No idea. Steven Spielberg, his next movie is called The Let's see. Close Encounters 2. That's what we're going to call it. Disclosure Day. Of course. Disclosure Day. It's going to happen in June 12th. Universal Pictures. They're always good. Universal's always good. Disclosure Day. I hope it doesn't suck. Emily Blunt's in it, so it should be pretty good. And Colin Firth, he's always good. Coleman Domingo, he's always good. He was on SNL this past week. That guy's showing up everywhere lately. Walking Dead guy, he was pretty good. He was pretty funny on SNL. Usually when you have somebody that's not like a superstar, they're usually pretty good. I tell you, it's no country for old men. This is when I knew I was old, is when I couldn't tell you who the host was or the musical guest for SNL. That's when you know that you're out of the loop. You are not part of the community where they are marketing you anymore, you know? That's all right. It's like Olivia Rodrigo. I think the people before me were talking about her a little bit. She's going to be the musical guest and the host. I always hate when they do that, when they double up, because if you don't like them, then you don't like them twice. You know, it's like I still watch every show, you know, but, you know, it's a waste of time. Anyway, so I'm paying $210 on my cable for to watch Saturday Night Live and fast forward the commercials. 6:50 in the evening. Yakety Yak, The Coasters, 1950s time travel with Chris Earle here with you until 8 p.m.
Bring in the dog and put out the cat. Yakety Yak!
Don't hold back.
Oh, this is heavy, Doc. I mean, it's like I was just here yesterday.
You were here yesterday, Marty. You were.
Take out the papers and the trash. Or you don't get no spending cash. You ain't gonna rock and roll no more. Yakety yak!
Don't go back.
Just finish cleaning up your room. Let's see that dust fly with that broom. Get all that garbage out of sight. Or you don't go out Friday night. Yakety yak!
Don't go back.
You just put on your coat and hat. And put out the cat. Yakety yak!
Don't hold back.
What they call the most.
she's got a figure made to squeeze.
She can't help it, the girl can't help it.
I'm hoping, obviously, that someday the answer will be the girl can't help it, that she's in love with me.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it.
All right. Little Richard, we're having some fun now. Here we go.
Well, why don't you love me like you used to do? How come you treat me like a worn-out shoe? My hair's still curly and my eyes are still blue. Why don't you love me like you used to do? Ain't had no loving like a hugging and a kissing and a long, long while. We don't get nearer, further, closer than a country mile. Why don't you spark me like you used to do? And say sweet nothings like you used to coo. I'm the same old trouble that you've always been through. So why don't you love me like you used to do?
Great Hank Williams there. He's one of my favorites. I'm not a huge country guy, but I love older country, and that's definitely one of my favorites. I love listening to him and Patsy Cline a lot from the 50s. So that was Why Don't You Love Me Like You Used to Do. Why do you treat me like a worn-out shoe? Hair's still curly. His eyes were still blue. Why don't you love him like you used to do? Good stuff. You know, you don't hear lyrics like that anymore. You know, I guess you do, but not like Hank. You know, he just does it right. I guess that's all I have to say. Just, it's an excellent tune. You know, Hank Williams Jr. came out and he did like the, did he do like the football theme song or something like that? I don't know. I don't watch football. Anyway, who cares? 1950s, here until 8 p.m. It's WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Chris Earle. And the show is The Chris Earle Show with Chris Earle. Newly knighted. No plans for the weekend. I actually was on a little vacation, but I still came into the show last week. Came in with my cuz. We had a good time. I think I came with my cousin last week, didn't I? Yeah, that was last week. Yeah, we had a good time. Went out and we got a sandwich afterwards. Did we do that? No, we actually got a pizza. We got a pizza. Yeah, pizzas have been, 20, 25 bucks to get like a cheese? And then they want like 35% for a tip. I'm like, you didn't do anything. I'm picking it up. It's like I'm driving my car. You're not bringing it to me. You're not making it for me. You just, the internet, I don't get it. I don't get it. And then everybody's like, oh, I always tip at least 30%. I'm like, no. I used to deliver years ago. I was doing a little extra money. But yeah, people aren't giving you 30, 35%. They're liars. They're not giving you anything. You know, some people, one lady, I don't know if she wanted like, if she just expected something from everybody, you know? But, yeah, she never tipped anybody. I'm like, what a witch. What a witch. By the way, go see Weapons. Good movie. It's rented or, you know, watch it on HBO. I miss the Blockbuster days. I miss the old video cassette days. In the 50s today, there was nothing. I mean, you had to talk to each other. You had to go out. You know, that's why everybody drank all the time. People were like buying, you know, $300-$400 cars, crashing them because they were all drunk. They were all having, you know, relationships with one another because there was nobody around, really. You know, you go to a town like, you know, Tewksbury, and there'd be like, you know, 20 people living there. It's like somebody's about to screw somebody else and, you know, in many different ways, you know. It's just what happened in a small town. Yeah. Anyway, here with you until 8 p.m. We're going to do the 1950s, or we are doing the 1950s. I almost feel like I should play some more Tom Lehrer, but I'm going to hold off on it for now. I feel like I'm going to overplay him. Well, we got to play the chairman of the board. Before there was the boss, you know, Springsteen with his $700 tickets to make some kind of political statement now. It's like when you make a political statement, all of a sudden the ticket costs $700 to go see him rather than like $50. It's like if you're such an everyman, Bruce, why don't you have $20 tickets so everybody can come to the show? But he doesn't. Because he's an elitist, just like everybody else. Don't let him fool you. I love Springsteen, but I don't love those ticket prices. I'll tell you that. You know who had good ticket prices was the chairman of the board. He'd just be like, hey, you need some tickets? You know, some mob guy would come and they'd give you the tickets. It's just what it was like back in the 50s. The most mob thing that ever happened to me, I went to go see James Brown at the Foxwoods. And this is in like the early 90s. It was one of the first concerts there. I know chairman of the board, Frank Sinatra. I mentioned this because Frank Sinatra opened Foxwoods. And I saw James Brown, and me and my friend, we had tickets. But when we got to the seats, somebody else was sitting there. And we're like, well, what do we do? And then I go back and I tell the ticket agent, I'm like, hey, you know, somebody's sitting in our seats. They took a table and they put it right in the front during the concert as James Brown was singing. And everybody's looking at us like, who's that? Who's that? It was me and my girl. That's who it was. Yep. And she's not with me anymore, but she probably misses those great seats. I could always get those great, and my great seat. I had a pretty good seat back then, too, in the 90s. It was tight. It was tight, kid.
Boop, boop, that'll be the day.
Anyway, we're getting ahead of ourselves. That's Buddy Holly, who's also dead.
Hey, drink up, all you people, and order anything you see. Have fun, you happy people. The drink and the laughs on me. Try to think that love's not around. Still, it's uncomfortably near. My old heart ain't gaining any ground because my angel eyes ain't here. Angel eyes that old devil sent, they glow unbearably bright. Need I say that my love's misspent with angel eyes tonight. So drink up, all of you people. Order fun, you happy people. The drink and the laughs on me.
Pardon me, but I gotta run. The facts uncommonly clear. I gotta find who's now the number one, and why my angel eyes ain't here. Excuse me while I disappear.
Well, you know you love me, baby. Still, you tell me maybe that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Heart. So if we ever part, then I'll leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, that'll be the day. That'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day.
You're you're sorry now.
You're listening to the Chris Earl Show. It's time travel today. We're in the 1950s from 6 to 8 p.m. This is a great one. It's a cover. Well, it's not a cover. It's Night Train. Well, I guess it is a cover. Alvino Ray. That's the guy's name. It's a great name. It's a name you'd only find in the 50s. Hey, Alvino. Think you can play Night Train for us? Like, that's the last guy that was picked on the baseball team back in the 50s. It's like, I think I'll take Ray. I think I'll take Joe. I think I'll take Bobby. I think I'll take Freddie. Hey, Alvino, you're the last one there. Come on over. You can play shortstop. 1956, man, 70 years ago. What was happening 70 years ago in April? Let's have a look-see, shall we? Might as well. Got nothing else to do. I'm sitting here with you until 8 p.m. Might as well do something. What the hell is today? Today is April 17th. April 18th. All right, nothing on the 17th. But it says April 18th, Grace Kelly marries Raina III. Raina or Raina? The Prince of Monaco. Renoir? It's Renoir. Renoir Louis Henry Maxence Bertrand Grimaldi. That's what the guy's name was. Oh, my God. I guess when you need to be a prince, you know, you're either prince and everybody knows who you are or the symbol. Or when you're a prince that nobody knows where the hell you're from because you're from Monaco, you have to have 20 different names. Renoir, Louis, Henry, Maxence, Bertrand, Grimaldi. Or as Grace Kelly liked to call him, A-hole. Right? So that happened on April 18th, 70 years ago. Grace Kelly, people liked her a lot. She died 52. I outlived Grace Kelly, everybody. Congratulations, May. She was in Rear Window. Great movie. She had a nice Rear Window on that. Dial M for Murder, another great Hitchcockian movie, Hitchcock movie. To Catch a Thief. At the end, they caught him with Cary Grant. She was in that. I might watch a Grace Kelly, have a little Grace Kelly marathon this week. I don't have anything going on. Might watch a movie or two. High Noon, man. Great, great Western. One of the best Westerns of all time. Forgot about that one. Grace Kelly's in that. This has become like a little, just like the resume of Grace Kelly and, you know, her marriages. What'd she die from? And Renoir, the Prince of Monaco, is he still alive? He is. Oh, no, he died. He died at 81. But she died at 52. What did Grace Kelly die from? I don't even know. She was in so many great movies. She had a cerebral hemorrhage driving back to Monaco. Ugh. From her country home in Roquegal, wherever that is. Somewhere in Monaco or France or something. She lost control of her 1972 Rover P6. And it drove off the steep, winding road. And the car tumbled 100 feet down the mountainside. Oh, my God. Horrible. Horrible way to go, Grace Kelly. Well, she was Princess Grace at that point, right? She was diagnosed with a cerebral hemorrhage, and she was said to be able to make a full recovery, and then she had another hemorrhage when she was in the hospital. That's what happens. You go in the hospital, man. They tube you up. They get a couple IV bags in you, and then they poke and prod you, and then you die in there. Got to be careful. Anyway, I was trying to have this be kind of a light show tonight, but everybody's dead. So, I mean, you know, I'm all right. I can not talk about their deaths. I can talk about, you know, what they did and stuff. But anyway, Princess Grace, R.I.P., Princess Grace. So, yeah, a bunch of people attended Princess Grace's funeral, including Cary Grant and Diana, Princess of Wales. So we've come full circle. Renoir, or Rainier, or whatever his name is, was buried alongside Princess Grace after his death in 2005. So, hey, at least that guy was, you know, solid with her. She was pretty. She was a good Hollywood star. Anyway, we're talking a little bit about the 50s, and I know a little bit about the 50s, not a whole lot. I was born in the 70s, but I watched a lot of movies. I know a lot of pop culture. Pretty much my pop culture ends at around 2010, and then I just stopped caring. It's like, I don't know, I don't care anymore. You know, I know who the big ones are, and then I try to, you know just a little bit, just a little bit to get by. As you know, everybody gets their news from like two or three second blocks now on their phone anyway, so it doesn't really matter. You know, and a matter of fact, it's kind of in to just, you know, completely not know who anybody is, like that idiot Tig Notaro. Like, she's made a career off of not knowing who people are because she's old and she acts like she's 19 years old. Anyway, that's my little rant on Tig Notaro. Oh, she's in Star Trek, by the way. She probably didn't even know what Star Trek was. And then, of course, she gets, you know, a big role on that. I heard that they had a gay Klingon. Just what we needed. A gay Klingon. Way to go, Star Trek. Nice. Finally catching up in 2026. You know, I thought Star Trek was ahead of the time, but no. It's been a long time to get a gay Klingon on Star Trek. You know, what's next? Star Wars coming up in May. Next month. Who knows what's going to happen there? I think it's going to be all right. I think he gets another ship. So I'm thinking the ship that he's got at the end of season 3 blows up. And then we get another Razor Crest. But who knows? But the trailer came in and I'm like, looks okay. Nothing special. Nothing blows my mind. You know, it takes a lot to like blow my mind now. It's like something big's got to happen. This cough's blowing my mind right now. I got to rest it. I'm going to put on some more 50 stuff for you. What do I got for you next? Let's see. That was The Night Train by good old Alvino Ray. I'm going to sit right down and bake a cake. That one's pretty good. Is that what it's called? I'm going to sit right down and bake a cake? No. Let's find out. I'm going to sit right down. No, and write a letter. Write myself a letter. Of course. Billy Williams here. Let's start it over again. He's going to sit right down and write himself a letter. Let's find out what he's going to write. Okay, Billy Williams. I'm going to tell you a little bit about Billy Williams after this, but he's going to sit right down and write a letter. This one's from the late 50s here. It's WMFO in Medford.
I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter. Papaya, papaya. And make believe it came from you. Papaya, papaya. I'm going to write words so, so sweet. They're going to knock me off of my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom. I'll be glad I got them. I'm going to smile and say, I hope you're feeling better. Papaya, papaya. I'll close with love the way you do. Papaya, papaya. I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter. And I'm going to make believe it came from you. I'm gonna write words oh so sweet. They're gonna knock me off of my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom. I'll be glad I got 'em. Oh yeah! I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter. And I'm gonna make believe it came from you. Oh yeah, gonna make believe it came from you. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yep. Let's put a little Alvino in the background again, a little Night Train. I'm going to tell you about Billy Williams. He was a singer, and that was a cover recording of Fats Waller. I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter. So it was a cover. So Fats Waller sang that in 1935. And then Wilfred Williams, this is a name you don't hear too often anymore, Wilfred. You know, the only Wilfred I remember is Brimley, Quaker Oats man. But Billy Williams, Wilfred Williams, he apparently was a deadbeat dad. Yep. So he wrote that. The record went gold, reached number 3 in the Billboard chart. Over a million copies, was awarded a gold disc. And how did he repay his wife? See you later. Had 2 kids with her and left. By the early 60s, he had trouble retaining his voice because he had diabetes, just like Wilfred Brimley. And in the years before his death, he worked in New York City, and he helped in a program to help homeless men. But he finally settled out of court with Lois, who is his wife. You don't hear Lois that often either. You don't hear that name there. I think maybe the Family Guy and Lois Lane, that's about it. But yeah, they had 2 children. And he deserted his kids and his wife in 57 after he had a big hit with the song. He's like, see you later, kids. I'm off to have my dream. And unfortunately, that was it. He cut his cover recording and million hitter, but that was enough for good old Billy Williams. And he died penniless after a heart attack at 61 years old in 1972. All right. That's enough of Night Train. We already listened to you, Alvino Ray. The Alvino Ray family is going to be getting extra residuals since I played them twice. Let's play some good stuff. Let's play, I got the Pub with No Beer coming up. That's a fun one from Australia from a guy named Rusty Wallace. And then I got this one from one of the best rock and rollers of all time. You can't beat him. It's Chuck Berry with Sweet Little 16. And there's a nice shout out to Boston in here. Here we go.
They're really rocking in Boston and Pittsburgh, PA. Deep in the heart of Texas and round the Frisco Bay. All over St. Louis. Just got to have about a half a million a famed autographs. Her wallet filled with pictures. She gets them one by one. Become so excited. Watch her look at her run. Boy. Oh, mommy, mommy, please may I go? It's such a sight to see somebody steal the show. Cause they'll be rocking on bandstanding in Philadelphia, PA. Deep in the heart of Texas, around the Frisco Bay. All over St. Louis, way down in New Orleans. All the cats wanna dance with Sweet Little 16. She's got the grown-up blues, tight dresses and lipstick. She's sporting high-heeled shoes. Oh, but tomorrow morning she'll have to change her trend and be Sweet 16 and back in class again. But they'll be rocking in Boston, Pittsburgh, PA.
deep in the heart of Texas and round the Frisco Bay.
WMFO in Medford, one of the best. Good old Chuck Berry. Don't get crazy, everybody. Sweet Little 16, 1958. Reached number two in the Billboard chart. But, you know, he's singing about a kid that's 16 years old, but back then 16 was like 39. So there you go. Don't get all crazy. It's not a big deal. It's just a fun song. Relax. Relax, everybody. WMFO in Medford here with you until 8 p.m. My name is Chris Earle, and I'm sitting here wondering if it's going to rain. It's supposed to be 85% tomorrow, 95% on Sunday, you know? And if you're an optimist, you're like, I'm going to go out to the beach, you know, 5%. But, you know, you should probably stay in. I think it's a good movie weekend. It's supposed to be warm, though. Maybe you should put on a slicker, put on some rubbers and a slicker, maybe a nice hat. That's one thing about the 50s, man. They all had hats, you know? I like a good chapeau every now and then. Good chapeau. Ever been to France? I don't know if I'd like to go. I'm not sure. I wonder if they wear hats there. I picture all Frenchmen wearing hats, you know? I got a raspberry beret. One of my friends bought it for me when I was dating her. That was kind of cool. She gave me a raspberry beret. It was nice. I was a big Prince fan at the time, and occasionally I'll pull out the Raspberry Beret. Maybe I'll pull out the Raspberry Beret for a Prince show, because Prince died, I think, how many years ago now? I think this was the day. I've done a whole bunch of Prince shows over the years, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to skip it this year. You know, I like to do Prince every now and then, and instead of doing a tribute show, he died actually April 21st, 2016. Maybe I'll do some Prince next week. But anyway, Prince wasn't around. Oh, actually, he was. He was around in the 50s. He was born in 58. So, yeah, good old little Prince. So he ties right in with the theme today. So don't go crazy, everybody. Like I said, you got to relax. Friday, the 17th of April, 2026. We only have one, and you're here with me. Thank you for doing that. We got quite a few people here listening, but nobody's really chiming in much today. But that's okay. You know, I got the chat going. I got a couple photos out there. We had a couple of calls, but nobody really wanted to go on the air or say anything. So I got a request or two coming up. I'm going to stick around until 8, as I usually do. Got a little tickle in my throat. I think I'm going to rest my throat. You know what I've been trying to do? I've been trying to do, like, I want to do what those opera singers do. Like, does that help when they put, like, that towel around you? They put the towel around you and you do the throat exercise, like, I heard that humming is very good for your voice. Honey and a little bit of honey. Humming and a little bit of honey. Well, that's actually kind of a difficult sentence to say. Humming and a little bit of honey. Humming and a little bit of honey. Oh, I can say it just fine. Anyway, some humming, a little bit of honey. What else? Crackers? No, OJ. I drank about a gallon of OJ this week. For some reason, you know, everybody's like, have some OJ, have some OJ. It never really does much for me. It's like, I like OJ. It's pretty much sugar water. It's good, you know, but it doesn't really, like, oh my goodness, my throat just cleared right up. Like, everybody's like, have the Mucinex. It's like, no. The Mucinex doesn't do anything for you. All it does is raise your blood pressure a little bit. It doesn't seem to do anything. But yeah, I got that little congestion, like, right in between, you know, the eyebrows, like right in the schnoz there. I'm like, what is going on? You know, I think it's the allergies. I got some allergies. I went years ago. I had to go to the old Leahy Clinic there. Now it's called like Beth Israel or something. Everybody has to change their name, even Prince. And, you know, it was my insurance covered it, but I ended up getting the allergy check. They literally take like these needles and they stick like 40 needles on your back. It's like this big board of needles. And then they prick you with all these needles, and they're like, okay, here's some dog, here's some dander from a dog, here's some mouse dander, here's some cat dander, here's tree of the ash, here's a pine tree, here's a pine cone, here's pine nuts. Like, they try everything. And then if your skin is raised, then you're allergic to it. And it turns out, wasn't allergic to any animals. You know what I'm allergic to? Every single tree in my house. Well, they're not in my house, but outside in the perimeter of the forest. So everything in my area I'm allergic to. I'm like, great. So anyway, so, you know, milk of the poppy, whatever it is, you know, I'm allergic to it. So I got that going for me. So a couple of Benadryl, you know, take it easy. Gonna liquid it up. Gonna have a bunch of water. Gotta drink a lot of water. I might even go on a water fast. Should I try that? Maybe I can report on my water fast next week. I'll tell you what. Sunday, I'm announcing it right now. It's Friday the 17th. I'm going to announce. Yeah, Sunday is going to be 18th, 19th. Yeah, why not? Yeah, I'm going to do water fast, everybody. I'll do a water fast starting on Sunday. And I will report it back to you on Friday how I did. All water. All fast. We'll see. And if I don't show up, you know I died. Simple as that. All right, 7:31 in the evening. It's WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. We're doing all 1950s. And here's a band that it's a couple of guys. You know, it's a couple of guys. And usually back in the 50s when there were a couple of guys, you know, it was usually a hit. You know, all you had to do was get a couple of guys, put them in a couple of, you know, put on some slacks, put on a nice shirt, you know, maybe have a nice haircut, like, you know, $5 haircut. Back then, probably a 25-cent haircut. And be brothers. And if you were brothers, even better. You got a hit. Here's the Everly Brothers with Bye Bye Love. WMFO in Medford.
Bye bye love. Bye bye happiness. Hello loneliness. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye bye. I could die. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. There goes my baby with someone new. She sure looks happy, I sure am blue. She was my baby till he stepped in. Goodbye to romance that might have been. I'm gonna cry. Bye bye, love. Bye bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye bye, my love. Goodbye. I'm through with romance. I'm through with love. I'm through with counting the stars above. And here's the that I'm so free. My loving baby is through with me. Bye bye love. Bye bye happiness. Hello loneliness. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye bye love. Bye bye sweet caress. Hello. Feel like I could die. Bye bye, my love. Goodbye. Bye bye, my love. Goodbye.
It's lonesome away from your kindred and all by the campfire at night where the wild dingoes call. But there's nothing so lonesome, morbid or drear, than to stand in the bar of a pub with no beer. Now the publican's anxious for the quota to come, and there's a faraway look on the face of the bum. The maid's gone all cranky and the cook's acting queer. Oh, what a terrible place is a pub with no beer. Then the stockman rides up with his dry, dusty throat. He breasts up to the bar and pulls a wad from his coat. But the smile on his face quickly turns to a sneer as the barman says sadly, the pub's got no beer. Then the swaggy comes in smothered in dust and flies. He throws down his roll and rubs the sweat from his eyes. But when he is told, he says, "What's this I hear? I've trudged 50 flaming miles to a pub with no beer." There's a dog on the veranda, for his master he waits. But the boss is inside, drinking wine with his mates. He hurries for cover, and he cringes in fear. It's no place for a dog, round a pub with no beer. Old Billy the blacksmith, the first time in his life, has gone home cold sober to his darling wife. He walks in the kitchen, she says, "You're early, my dear." But then he breaks down and he tells her, "The pub's got no beer." So it's lonesome away from your kindred and all, by the campfire at night, where the wild dingoes call. But there's nothing so lonesome, morbid or drear, than to stand in the bar of a pub with no beer.
It's probably one of the saddest places to be, right? Pub with no beer. It's a guy named Rusty Wallace. And yeah, that's a good one. I enjoy that. Midnight Oil covered that a little bit later on in life. And yeah, from Australia. Let's play another little fun one, a little demented one. Lonnie Donegan, we're going to play this. It's called Does Your Chewing Gum Lose Its Flavor on the Bedpost Overnight? A few weeks ago, I had Mike Gerard from The Fools on here, and we talked about this one. So I figured, why not play this one tonight, and then I'm going to play you one of the best, Jerry Lee Lewis, Great Balls of Fire, right after that. It's 1950s WMFO here in Medford.
Shall I do? Hallelujah. The question is peculiar. I'd give a lot of dough if only I could know the answer to my question. Is it yes or is it no? Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? If your mother says don't chew it, do you swallow it in spite? Can you catch it on your tonsils? Can you heave it left and right? Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost? It comes a blushing bride, the groom is by her side. Up to the altar, just as steady as Gibraltar, while the groom has got the ring, and it's such a pretty thing. But as he slips it on her finger, the choir begins to sing. Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? If your mother said don't chew it, do you swallow it in spite? Can you catch on your tonsils, and you heave it left and right? Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Now the nation rises one to send their honored sons up to the White House, yeah, the nation's only White House, to voice their discontent unto the president upon the burning question: what has swept this continent? If tin whistles are made of tin, what do they make foghorns out of? Does your chewing gum lose its flavour on the bedpost overnight? If your mother says don't chew it, do you swallow it in spite? Can you catch it on your tonsils? Can you heave it left and right? Does your chewing gum lose its flavour on the bedpost overnight? On the bedpost overnight.
Oh, there's a love you're in the one to hold you tight.
A Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. On the bedpost. Another chorus, but he hasn't got the time. On the bedpost overnight.
You shake
my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much your love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let you love what I thought it was funny. You came along and woo, now honey, I've changed my mind. This love is fine. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Kisses the baby. Feels good. Hold me, baby. Well, I want to love you like I love a should. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. I chew my nails and then I twiddle my thumb. I'm real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby. It drives me crazy.